MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Ranzo Mkhanzi, he's head of interest rate process at Future Growth Asset Management. Ranzo, I appreciate the time today. You and your team had written an article ahead of the election for Speaker, Deputy Speaker and President on Friday around what we might see, and depending on the parliament that we got the Government of National Unity, a coalition parliament essentially. Much of that, of course, happened after our close. Tuesday's been a big day in our bond market. We had one of the bonds six times oversubscribed, new issue. We've got yields moving, what of the bond market, markedly lower.
Yes, thank you very much, Simon. Market definitely opened a lot stronger today. As you mentioned, it was government's nominal bond auction today, and that cleared very strong as well. So as you mentioned, bid to covers on long bonds were about six times oversubscribed. So very, very strong auction today. But it does follow, even prior to the first parliamentary sitting on Friday, it does follow fairly strong bond market movement in response to the coalition government formed between primarily the ANC and the DA last week. So markets responding very strongly to domestic elections, to the coalitions that we've seen arise, and this week really just following on from the strong action we saw last week.
Do we get any sense if it's foreign or local buying, or does it take time for that data to come through?
So we do get daily data that comes through from the JSC, but it is subject to revision. So read with a pinch of salt is perhaps what I'd say, Simon. The more reliable data we see comes out from the National Treasury every once a month, and we won't have sight of that quite yet, of course, in terms of how foreigners have participated in our markets in June. But from the subject to revised data that we do see, foreigners have been participating again and have contributed to this move down we're seeing in domestic bond yields. Or conversely, the bump up we're seeing in prices.
The move, as you say, yield down, price up, which is the way that bonds move. How impactful is this for our interest bill? Or is there just so much duration in the debt that the government has that, you know, one swallow is not going to make any significant change?
Yeah, I think at the moment, Simon, probably leaning that way. It will help in terms of lowering the interest bill, but not massively at this stage, Simon. That's a function of significant debt stock, of course, and that issue is still yet to be dealt with down the line. So I think we'd say it's helpful, but not materially. Okay. At this stage, would be our position on that, Simon.
Yeah, I imagine we would need, I mean, particularly if we're selling 10-year bonds, it takes 10 years to work its way through the system. The one key thing as well is, although we're talking interest rates here, these are in government debt. This is not our repo rate. The MPC, they've got a whole different decision to make when they meet in July and again September and November. I mean, they're looking at inflation. They're looking at different data to what we've been talking about in terms of government bond yields.
Yeah, very true. It's a very different part of the curve, if you will. What we're talking about here is long-dated sovereign bonds with terms to maturity ranging from the 2026 maturity 186 to the 2053 maturity R2053. As you mentioned, the central bank rate really just speaks to the very short end of what yield curves are built off of, and the consideration there is primarily inflation, consumer price inflation to be exact. So the central bank there concern themselves with inflation, growth dynamics, I guess, to an extent. And there we've seen domestic inflation remain fairly sticky above 5%. Domestic central bank wants to see inflation fairly consistently towards 4.5%. So there we do still need to see inflation heal towards that 4.5%, or at least inflation expectations heal. And the central bank building comfort that inflation will settle at or around that 4.5% midpoint of the CPI target band.
The one point you did make in the note you'd put out some 10 days ago or so is that what we have seen is that almost certainly, and never say never, particularly when it comes to inflation, but it does look like we've peaked. The ECB cut, the FOMC did not, but it does look like our next move will be lower. If the question is just not maybe just when, we don't know.
Indeed, that's our sense. As you say, first movers there, I guess, have been the Bank of Canada, the ECB. We expect the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank to follow suit in the second half of this year. In line with the federal dot plot, again, our view that you mentioned was put out prior to that, but our sense would be that you can have about 225 basis points cuts this year. The FOMC seems to agree with that as well in terms of their latest dot plot, pricing in two cuts this year. And we think that the domestic central bank in that context, in that environment, will also be able to cut Perhaps September soon, but September, I think, starts to become a live meeting, live in the sense that cuts are actively discussed and voted on in that meeting. And we'd expect the same for November this year as well. So we'd expect, or we think it's possible, that you get two cuts from the domestic central bank this year, and then maybe follow through with another two odd cuts in the earlier part of next year. But all considered, we see a fairly gradual cutting cycle, fairly shallow interest rate cutting cycle, definitely in the context of the steep hikes we've had in the past couple of years.
Yeah, but I think four cuts, a percent off the prime, is music to almost everybody's ears. We'll leave it there. Renzo Mkhanzi, he's head of interest rate process, Future Growth Asset Management. Always appreciate the insights.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.